Hello, welcome to Learning English Through the Bible. Last month, we read the first half of Genesis chapter 3 and learned that the first man and woman were deceived by the serpent. This snake was possessed by the devil, Satan. They fell for Satan's trick and disobeyed God, their creator. By their failure, the ugly thing sin entered into them and into the world. Yes, the first man and woman got themselves trapped and were totally helpless. But did the Lord God forget them or abandon them? Let's read the second half of the chapter, Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" What did God do? He did not destroy the man and woman who disobeyed him, but instead he gave them a second chance, hoping for their return to him. God could have sent his angels to arrest the man and woman, but he came down himself and walked in the garden and called to the man. This reminds me of a wonderful Chinese character my dad once taught me. That character is Peng, meaning friend. He asked me, "How do you write Peng?" Two moons side by side, of course, I answered right away. But to my surprise, he said, "Incorrect." Then he explained to me that each of the two identical parts actually means flesh, even though it looks like the word moon. I realized that he must be right, because in many Chinese characters, the flesh part is written as moon. Well, you might think I am trying to impress you with my Chinese, but what I wanted to show you is that God desires to be a friend of man. For that purpose, the eternal God, the creator of the entire universe, became flesh. He came to us humans as a man named Jesus and walked with us side by side so that we may have the second chance to come out of the darkness of sin and death and to enter his kingdom of light. Indeed, he carried our sins and yours and died on the cross, but rose from death on the third day, so that all who believe are set free. Just like every one of us would do after doing something wrong, the first man and his wife tried to hide from God. But they could not, because no one is able to hide himself from God's voice. When God's Son Jesus comes back to judge the world, even the dead, every one of them, will hear his voice and come out of their graves to be judged. The ones who believe in Jesus will be given a new body and taken to heaven, and the ones who rejected God's Son in their lifetime will be thrown into the lake of fire without another chance. Now the Lord God came to call the man back to himself. How did the man respond? Let's read verses 10 to 13. He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." Here we see that sinners are afraid and naturally hide themselves from God. God seeks them out and reminds them with questions in order that they might see how they fell and thus repent. But did they take the chance God gave them and repent? No. Instead, they try to excuse themselves and blame others, including God, by saying, "You put the woman here with me. She gave me the fruit, and the serpent deceived me. How much God desired for them to confess their sins. But they refused to take up the responsibilities. Let's continue our reading and see how God judged them. Verse 14. So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all the livestock and all the wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." To the woman, he said, "I will greatly increase your pains in childbearing. With your pain, you'll give birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you." To Adam, he said, "Because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil, you'll eat of it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you'll eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow, you'll eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return." Adam named his wife Eve, because she would become the mother of all the living. God cursed the serpent without even questioning him. He did not need to, because God knows all things, even what's hidden deep in one's heart. He knew Satan would never repent, and he did not give Satan a second chance. Satan does not have a hope of salvation, but awaits eternal condemnation. In cursing the serpent, God declared the victory of the Messiah, who was to come to the world as the woman's offspring. That is Jesus, born of the Virgin Mary. Please take note that God did not curse the woman or the man, but instead he cursed the earth because of the man's fault. However, God did discipline the woman and then the man. And God did not remove the consequence of sin, that is, physical death, from the man and woman, so that they would not have to live in sin and shame forever. Do you see God's great love and mercy in his discipline of the man and woman? Let's read the next passage. The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife, and clothed them. And the Lord God said, "The man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever." So the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. After he drove the man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life. Great is God's grace. God not only cared about men's future in eternity, he also cared about their present needs, even when they did not repent. He killed some animals and used their skin to make garments for Adam and his wife. The garments God made were, of course, far better than the leaves they weaved for themselves, covering their shame and protecting their lives. This action of caring by God gave a strong hint on the mystery of the universe. Christ, the Lamb of God, would die for sinners so that all men may be covered. This great mystery was revealed at the right time in history when Christ Jesus came to men and fulfilled God's plan of salvation. Before that time, the road to the tree of life was blocked by the cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth. But did anyone find the road and reached the tree of life? We'll have the answer next time when we continue our study of this great book of Genesis. and meet the one who was the very first to go to the eternal home. Until then, may God protect you, and may God be with you. Bye-bye.